Yes.
Hello.
Hi, I'm looking to speak with Don.
This is him.
Hey, Don, this is Daniel Garcia calling you back from Notebook Writing. I hope I'm not being...
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. How about you, sir?
I'm doing good.
Fantastic, fantastic. Just giving you a follow-up call back. I guess you remember you told me that you'll be ready by a few weeks from now when we spoke about
yeah.
it last month. So just wanted to see if you spoke with your mom and, you know, how far we are with this decision.
I did speak with her. I didn't know, you know, how much there was involved. You gave me a quote, and then you said that there was a deal or something going on.
Yeah.
I was wondering what was the price again, and what.
What I remember, what we spoke last time was you're 100% correct. We had a deal up and live at that time. The regular cost for the complete project, for the complete ghostwriting, for the complete editing, proofreading, formatting, the cover and publishing was up to $17.99. But with our 50% discount, I bought it down for you at a rate of $898. And you told me that you'll be ready in 2 weeks to go and get this going. So I'm not sure. And I did email you, too, back in July, July 11th, I guess, when we first spoke about it.
Yeah. Did you talk to my mom?
I would love to.
Okay. I'm going to give you her number.
She's still in Canada?
She's in Canada. She's in White Rock.
Okay. Fantastic. Fantastic. Give me her number. I can call her. I can speak to her. And so you would be taking care of the process, or would she... you know, take care of everything. I mean, signing the agreements, completing the order process, speaking with the team.
I would be the, you know, we'd have to both work on it. I don't really have time to do a lot, and I thought this would be good. Okay, you ready? 604.
Yep.
385.
Mm-hmm.
2788.
Okay, 604-385-2788.
Yeah, let me double check.
Yep. Perfect, perfect. I've got the same.
Explain to her
the
process. Explain to her the procedure, what she would need to do, how long it would for her, you know, to go over the whole situation with her. I'm, like I said, there's a bunch out there. I just started, started and I got flooded, people calling back. They even like had my number and called back, but I seem to be getting along with you quite well, even though I know you're just the sales guy, right?
No, I'm a published author myself.
Okay, so give her a call and explain everything to her, and then tell her you know, that we'll talk. And then, you know, I'll set up whatever we need for as far as pay goes. And how do you get paid, too? How is the, does it go in, like, you don't want all the money right up front, right? You get paid halfway or. Hello?
Yes, you're correct. Can you hear me? Hello? I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I just,
I'm able to hear you, but I guess you didn't hear me. So I'll repeat myself again. I was saying that, yes, you're correct. We get paid in, we work with both the payment plans you're after. Either you can pay 50% upfront, 50% completion, or maybe you can pay 60% upfront, 20% once half of the book is done, and 20% on completion. Though normally we do run good deals over here, in which we offer you a one-off payment, but that will be with a hefty discount. You know, we are talking about at least 50-60% discount. So if it will be, according to that, if you're looking to avail the reduced price, then it will be requested up front. But remaining...
And the books, the book's totally hers, like as we own the book, right? Do you have any... do you have any rights on it? Do you get, say we sold it to Netflix or something, would you get a cut on it or?
No. As soon as you would complete the order process, I would give you an agreement that would state your rights to the book, that you're the author of the book. We do not use your material anywhere. We do not hold any rights to the book. We are charging a one-time fee against the service, which would be, you know, a secret between you and us, and that's it. Once we're done with the job, it's your property. You would own the book. You can send it to Netflix. You can send it to Amazon Prime. You can send it to any Hollywood producer, and we won't be a part of it until you use us to get certain holds of any Hollywood producer, maybe something else. But no, we would
basically
against it, and we're done.
Yeah, I've been wanting to. I've been wanting a ghostwriter for years now. I've tried kids fresh out of school, screenwriters. I have a story that's quite unique as far as it's never kind of been told. Basically, it's, you know, of course it's been told, but it's just a different story, and it's of a small town, and all my characters are real, but they've all tragic deaths and stuff, and it's a story I think once that got out would really catch on. And I went to film school because I wanted to write this book and write this script and make this movie, but I just turned 60 now.
Wow.
So I'm getting too old to kind of, you know, but it also, there's only so much time, you know, to do the stuff you want to do. So I thought I would see how I could get a good price.
Yeah.
How I could,
I mean,
you know, find out how, and if I use my mom and I'm, you know, I'm happy with the way it goes and she's happy and everything like that, then I would, you know, come back right away and say, okay, now it's my turn and this is...
Fantastic.
And well, you know what I mean?
To be honest,
this is
the catch, you know. We are
not right now
to go ahead and, you know, just complete the project and say bye-bye to you. You're 100% correct. We are up and up for a longer-run relationship, all right, and for which I need to keep you satisfied from the first day. So you're 100% correct. We work in the same manner where we would need more projects from you, all right, and of course your all rights would be there for you on the book, either be it your mom's book, either be it your idea or your book. We would go and help you handle that very easily from top to bottom because we offer almost everything that you need for the book. That includes ghostwriting, editing, proofreading, publishing, marketing, distribution, almost everything that you need. So I guess we'll be able to cater that. Now, what I understand on your mom's project, you might be the supervisor. You would, like, manage the project from, like, looking at the emails, how the communication is going, taking care of the finances, signing the agreements.
Well, I think we'd want to get her to do as much as possible.
Okay.
And, you know, she would be – there's a lot of, you know – spelling of town. It's about her, and she was Swedish girl.
To ask that she would be in touch with the writers, and you would do the formalities, or do you want? Right. This is what I understand. That, you know, all the communication with the team about the story, about the book, about the covers, about publishing, your mom would handle that, but you would supervise a project on upper hand, looking at the finances, looking at the timelines, looking at you know, how things.
And we're looking. You said we're looking. At a little bit over $800, right?
$898, to be specific.
$898, so $900
almost.
And that's everything, right?
And that includes everything from top to bottom. It includes everything from writing, editing, proofreading, formatting.
Because there's so many, you know, there's story worth. There's, you know, 9, 5, 11 or something. And I don't know how we got in contact and stuff, but like I said, I've been really you know, really, it's really easy for me to talk to you and stuff. So let me text my mom, and then you give her a call. It's her home phone line. She's got a house phone and a cell phone.
Okay. What's her
and
name?
Just to explain. It's Donald, like the president,
mm-hmm.
and Salt, like salt and pepper.
Donald
Salt.
Okay.
Salt. And she's in Canada. She's in Vancouver.
Vancouver.
You're New York, right?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay, so she's, I think it's like noon here or something. I'm not sure.
I guess
so. She should be up. Yeah. I'm going to shoot her a quick text. And your name is?
Daniel Garcia.
Okay. Hey, Daniel, can you, you sound, Daniel Garcia, that sounds like a Hispanic name, but you,
correct.
You sound like you're Indian.
Why would that be? I mean, I am not a U.S. native, you're correct.
Yeah, your accent's different than your name. It's just, I find it quite interesting because I did talk to a lot of people that were overseas trying to sell me a book, right, trying to sell me this exact same thing, which doesn't matter. I'm, you know, I have no qualm about anybody. Everybody's got to make a living. It's basically, you know, how much money people said, well, you have to spend some money if you want something done right. But then I don't agree with that. I agree that you just have to want someone that knows what they're doing and wants to do it right.
That's exactly
what we're doing.
And just to put you in the safest corner, or just to go and guide you on this, I won't be the person that will be handling the book for you. I would just hope you to complete the order process, assign you the best team, and then I'll be on the back end. So it's not that, you know, you won't see me after this, but I would be there with you as a supporting agent. So the team would work with you back and forth, but, and of course, U.S. native writers will be assigned to you for this book who would help you handle
Great.
The complete project. So it's not
it's
me
all,
that will be doing
all,
the job.
Yeah, I don't know if you know, as far as scam goes and as far as the safety of me sending you money, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I don't have...
I believe you remember when you came to us on the live chat earlier, the first time I gave you a few links on the live chat that showed you about the credibility of the company. We were ranked as top 10 companies back in 2021, and you know, we climbed the ladder and became top 3 book writing companies, best book writing companies of 2022. So it's not, this is not something that I'm saying or my website is saying. This is something the world is saying about us, and it's available
nice.
In users. So you can have
right.
a look at it. So it's not, again, you're not paying funds to Daniel Garcia. You're paying it to the Noon Book Writing. You know, so they
right.
will go ahead and take care of the job. And, of course, everything is up and up for that. Secondly, I'm giving you an agreement that would state everything in writing in black and white. So if anything is not there, if anything is not delivered to you, if anything is not satisfactory from the beginning, so you can drag us to the court of law. So I don't think just for $900, a company that's working from the last 12 years holding 300 employees would put their reputation in jeopardy.
Yeah. This is. I want you, if you have the time, I want you to call my mom and explain to her, you know, basically start from go. We we discussed this, and she got a, you know, she gave me the, oh, that would be interesting. That would be, you know, so I know that she's interested in stuff, but just give her the full explanation and how things work and, you know, and kind of ease into her the homework that she would have to do. And I know she's buying a new computer, so she'll have something, you know, that's quite good to work with and also phone interviews is another big factor for her kind of thing. So, Daniel, if you
understand
could,
that if, you know, you're 60, I'm assuming your mom might be 85 plus, you know. So we completely understand that, you know, for old age people, it's not easy to come over the phone or maybe reply to us over the emails every time. So we keep it very simple for them, all right? We do not bother them every day. We keep schedules on a weekly basis so that they're connected with the project, they get time to review things too, And trust me, the account managers over here are quite helpful. It's not that they would just send an email, they'll tell your mom, refresh the email and see if it's there. They would make sure, they would guide her to open their Outlook, go on the email options, see their inbox, if it's not there, check their junk or spam box. And they would be with her over the phone, reading out the manuscript and the changes that they have done. So our team is quite supportive over here. As I said, you know, right now things are just words. Once you'll be on board with us, you would assume a next level experience. All right. And I'm 100% sure you would. So it's just a matter
Perfect.
Of time. So don't worry about it. I would love to handle and cater your mom for this book. I assume I can call her back in 20 minutes from now. In the meanwhile, you can text her, see if she's available, and I'll try to ring back in 20 minutes on her number, see if I can find her available to speak to her.
Excellent. Could you also, can you text from this line?
This is the landline. I'll text her from my cell phone. Would that work with you?
Okay, just give me your information, and because I knew that you were going to be calling, and that's kind of why I picked up this number. I'm not used to the area code, but I know that we made a couple appointments, and I fell through on one of them, so... Yeah, just give me your information, and then...
I'll send you over my name,
yeah,
phone number, email address, the mailing address, zip code, and everything, and you would have all my information in your cell phone. I'll do that right away, in fact, as soon as we would end the phone call.
Did we get our emails? Did they ever go through, and were they ever... I've never received an email from you.
Really?
So I know you said, yeah. And I haven't been up on, like I said, I'm living in California. I'm going back. We're moving back to New Mexico in a week or two. So I guess I just got your text.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm moving back to New Mexico in like a week or so. So I haven't been checking my emails and stuff, but, I can run by now that I've got the...
Do you want me to resend it to you?
Well, yeah, just to see if we're... Make sure it's... You know, it's D, like my first name, Donald, so it's my first initial. Salt is the second one, S-A-L-T,
mm-hmm.
like salt and pepper. So D Salt 1203@msm.com.
Fantastic. I have
the
same
one. The other one is donsalt62@gmail.com.
Okay. Do you have abbreviations in this, or is it the complete name, Donald Salt?
Nothing. It's just Don, D-O-N-S-A-L-T, Salt.
Okay. donsalt62@gmail.com, right?
Correct.
Fantastic. All right, Don, I'll shoot up the email to you right away. All right, what I'll do for you is I'll summarize the email, telling you the process, the package you're actually applying for, the services you'll be offered against it, your options in case if you're not satisfied, and, of course, if your options once you're ready to get this rolling.
Yeah, excellent. I think, talk to her and see what, see how it goes and I think we should be able to get going on it right away. And I appreciate you calling me back. And sounds like this could be fun.
Completely excited. And, yes, of course it will be fun. So no worries. Let me speak with her, see how far we go with it. I'll shoot up, a text for you once I'm done with the phone call with her. So we both are connected too.
Sounds good. Thanks, Danielle.
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate that,
okay.
Doctor. I really appreciate that. Speak to you soon again.
Okay, we'll talk soon.
You too. Take care. Bye for now.
Okay. Bye-bye.